ஸ்மக்குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே தத்ருஹம் இதி லங்கித மரியாதம் தக்ஷக சப்தமேஹனி தக்ஷந்தி ஸ்மக்குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே தத்ருஹம் இதி லங்கித மரியாதம் தக்ஷக சப்தமேஹனி தக்ஷந்தி ஸ்மக்குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே தத்ருஹம். தக்ஷந்தி ஸ்ம குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே ததத்ருஹம் இதி லங்கீத மரியாதம் தக்ஷக சப்தமேஹனி மரியாதம் தக்ஷக சப்தமேஹனி தக்ஷந்தி ஸ்மக்குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே ததத்ருஹம்.
மாதாஜிஸ்
இதி லங்கீத மரியாதம் தக்ஷக சப்தமேஹனி தக்ஷந்தி ஸ்மக்குலாங்காரம் சோதிதோ மே ததத்ருஹம்.
வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன், கைண்ட்லி ரிப்பீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ. இதி does
langita surpassing maryadam etiquette takshakah snake bird saptame on the seventh ahani day dakshanti will bite sma certainly kulangaram the wretched of the dynasty choditah having done me my tatadruham enmity towards the father. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the brahmana's son cursed the king thus: on the seventh day from today, a snake bird will bite the most wretched one of that dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, because of his having broken the laws of etiquette by insulting my father. Purport: thus, the beginning of the misuse of Brahminical power began, and gradually the Brahmanas in the age of Kali became devoid of both Brahminical powers and culture. The Brahmana boy considered Maharaj Parikshit to be Kulangar or the wretched of the dynasty. But actually, the Brahmana boy himself was so, because only from him did the Brahmana caste became powerless, like the snake whose poisoned teeth are broken. The snake is fearful as long as his poisoned teeth are there. Otherwise, he is fearful only to children. The personality of Kali conquered the Brahmana boy first, and gradually the other caste. Thus, the whole scientific system of the orders of society in the age has assumed the form of a vitiated caste system, which is now being uprooted by another class of men similarly influenced by the age of Kali. One should see to the root cause of vitiation and not try to condemn the system as it is, without knowledge of its scientific value.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandamadamam asaduna sadutadayam atinichochatakaram హనుమం చా కదాచిన్ ప్రేమ్నా మత కంఠ విస్ఫురం.
హరే కృష్ణ. వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవాస్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సో హియర్ అ వెరీ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టివ్ అండ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ అ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ which a Brahmana boy Sringi is speaking, and now it is culminating over here in this shloka, where now he is uttering his curse, the deadly curse for Maharaj Parikshit. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about three gates to hell, trividam narakasedam dwaram nashanam atmanah. Kama krodha tatha lobhas tasmad etam trayam tajit. One should give up these three enemies, that is kama, krodha and lobha. Otherwise, they make life hellish. And here what we see is a Brahmana boy, Sringi, disproportionately expressing his anger by cursing Parikshit Maharaj. It is said that Pani agar maryada tod de to nash kar deta hai, aur Vani agar maryada chod de to sar. The curse uttered by Sringi is destroying the whole Brahmanical culture and Brahmanical power. So here the Vani has been destroying not only him but whole Brahmanical class. That is the power of words, which is born out of disproportionate anger. So Radha Govind Maharaj beautifully narrates this pastime, that how Sringi came to this point to curse Maharaj Parikshit. So when he heard from his friends that his father has been insulted, not only insulted, actually Parikshit Maharaj came and he allowed a snake to be bitten to your father, and your father is dead. That news was carried to the Sringi. And without verifying whether it is right or wrong, Sringi presumed that it is a fact. And finally, with that news, he concludes that Parikshit Maharaj does not deserve to live, because he killed my father by snake bite, he should also be killed by snake biting. And therefore, he is uttering this curse to kill Maharaj Parikshit. It is very interesting, in this series of verses, he speaks that actually, Krishna has, Krishna gate Bhagavati Shastra Yuta Patagaminam Tad Bhinna Setum Adhyatmam Shasmi Pashyatame Balam. That after the departure of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, the supreme ruler of everyone, these upstarts have flourished, our protector being gone. Therefore, I myself shall take up this matter and punish them, just witness my power. So interestingly, this shloka, this verse, gives us understanding that Sringi understood Krishna Tattva. He knew very well who Krishna was. Isn't it? When we conduct our 6-day session course, we talk about all the tattvas. Vishnu Tattva, Shiva Tattva, then Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva. And mostly people understand what is Vishnu Tattva and Krishna Tattva. Brahma Samhita explained that Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Rathapi Manaso Muni Pungavanam Sopesti Yatrapat Siman Nivitinta Tattve Govindamadi Purusham Samaham Bajami. Even after, if a greatest of Munis, Muni Pungavanam, if they try to understand Krishna, it's very difficult for them to understand. It's so difficult to understand Krishna. Here, Sringi has understood who Krishna was. Supreme Personality of Godhead, protector of Brahmanas. So we may understand Krishna Tattva very easily, but it is very difficult to understand Bhakta Tattva. Here, Sringi understood Krishna very well, but he failed to understand Parikshit Maharaj, who is the great devotee, Mahabhagavat of Krishna. So it is very interesting that many times we might understand even Krishna, which is very difficult to understand. But to understand Bhakta is much more difficult than understanding Krishna. So Sringi is saying, yes, I understood. And that is what happened with all the offenders. They are very well known about Krishna or Vishnu's tattva. But they fail to understand and deal with the devotee. And that leads to the offense. That leads to the trouble in their life and people connected in their life. Duryodhana also understood Vishnu. He performed Vishnu Vaishnav Yajna. But he could not understand Pandavas. Durvasa Muni also understood who is Vishnu. But he failed to understand Amrish Maharaj. So, in our life too, we may understand Krishna. We may fail to deal with the devotees, understand them. And get our access to the Vaikuntha or back home, back to Godhead. It's all about dealing with our near and dear ones, that is devotees. Krishna's near and dear one, devotees. So, here he is taking, so our knowledge and powers are useless if we fail to deal with the devotees of the Lord. One time, a king was very respectful to his head priest, Guru. He would worship him. He is very dedicated to that Guru. So one day, he asked him a very interesting question, that, my dear spiritual master, which is the most important one out of these two? Which thing is most important? Which quality is most important? Knowledge or behavior? Which one is most important? So, the priest did not reply anything. He kept quiet and left the place. It went on for months together, and after a few months, as he was a head priest, he had access to go everywhere in the palace, in the kingdom. So after a few months, this priest started visiting the treasury of the king. And he would visit, and there, after some time, he started stealing the gold from that treasury. And supervisor of that treasury, he was watching. He did not say anything because he is a head priest. One time it happened. Second time it happened. This kept happening. So what happened? He then secretly informed the king that our priest is coming every day to our treasury and stealing the gold from there. Now, king became really upset. And next day when priest came, he blasted left, right, center. So what kind of priest are you? You are stealing treasury, which is meant for the welfare of the whole kingdom. Don't you understand this? In front of all the courtiers, he insulted him. So priest didn't say anything. And after king was about to give him punishment, he was about to give him punishment. And he uttered punishment that this priest should be hanged. Then that priest told, "My dear king, you had asked me one question few months back. You might have forgotten, but I have not. You had asked me, is knowledge better or behavior better? So you already knew I am knowledgeable person. You already knew I am worshipping your deities in the palace. But still, when you saw my behavior, which is not congenial with my practice, then you became upset and you now punishing me. So now you decide, which one is better, knowledge or behavior?" And then king understood, among these two, the behavior of a person, behavior of a practitioner is much more important than the knowledge and the power someone carries. So here, he is a Brahmana boy. He has a power. He is Brahmana, but his behavior does not match his knowledge or position. And that is what Lord Krishna speaks. What are the qualities of Shamo Damo Tapas Saucham Shantir Arjavam Jnana Vairagyam Astikyam Brahma Karma Sabhavacham? So in this Brahminical qualities, there is no such thing of disproportionate anger is the quality of a Brahmana. And therefore, it is very important that how one behaves. And Prabhupada always used to say that we have just got the title of a devotee. We are yet to become devotee. So here, Sringi is also calling Parikshit Maharaj Pulangar. Throughout Bhagavatam and throughout various scriptures, Parikshit Maharaj is called Kuru Shrestha, Kuru Nandana, Kuru Praviraha, means a best of the Kurus. You are the diamond, the best of the diamond of the Kuru dynasty. And what Sringi is calling him? Kulangar, wretched of the dynasty. Similarly, in the episode of Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, there Hiranyakashipu or Shandavaramara, someone, they call Prahlad Kulangar. And what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Prahladas chasmi daityana. Amongst all the daityas, I am Prahlad. Same person is been called differently by different people.
As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj always says that world is a reflection of our own consciousness. Most of the time we perceive people with our limited concerns and our own consciousness. What Shringi is thinking now, he has done greatest offense. Tat druham. Here it is tat druham also means tat druham. Offender of my father. Tat means my father. And then when he heard that my father is dead, he starts crying. And he came running back to the hermitage. He was crying thinking that my father is dead. That also has been explained in few verses. Next few verses it will come. But actually, when he was crying and Shamik Rishi came out of his meditation, so immediately he was shocked. Shringi was shocked. Hare, my father is still alive. And then he spoke what had happened. So father started condemning Shringi. That such disproportionate anger is not good. And perception and action without thought is so detrimental. As in Chanakya, Niti, it is said that ek eva padartheshu trida bhavati vikshita kunapam kami bhi mamsam yogi bhi kami bhi shwabhi. The same thing is seen differently by different consciousness of people. A lady is walking on the street. When a yogi is watching at her, what he is thinking? What is his consciousness? It is just a bag of bones. It's going. Kunapam. And when a person who is lusty, kami bhi, what he is thinking? My enjoyment is walking. And the dog who is thinking about his food, what he is seeing? Oh, my food is walking. The same object is seen differently by different people of different consciousness. So when we hear something, when we see something, we should not immediately conclude which is limited to our consciousness or our concern. And that is what Shamik Rishi condemns to explaining Shringi, that you have done a greatest mistake. You have cursed the representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary person. And interestingly, Parikshit Maharaja's response to this situation was exemplary. It's very difficult to follow also. When he receives that news, although being powerful, to curse back, he just does not respond to that situation. He responds very maturely. As Gaurang Prabhu would always say, that to any situation, we respond differently. There are three responses to any situation. One is emotional response. Second one is political response. And third one is devotional response. Parikshit Maharaj chose here responding devotionally. Emotional response means, why this happened to me? And you go into that loop of emotional breakdown. Political response means, okay, this has been done. I will make sure this should also be done to him, the perpetrator. Devotional response means, what Krishna has brought in front of me. Let me accept that. And because of that devotional response, what we have is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is teaching us how to perform devotional service. One person's devotional response has given chance to unlimited souls to perform devotion, to protect themselves from the onslaught of Kali Yuga. It's such a powerful response. He would have responded emotionally, he would have benefited himself. Or he would not even have benefited himself. Emotional response might not do good to himself also. Political response might have done some good to him. And he might have felt, "Arey, see, I have given a befitting reply, befitting reaction to the person who is harming." But devotional response has not only benefited him, but unlimited souls who are suffering in the clutches of material energy. And therefore, it is very important what kind of response we choose to various situations they come in our life. So I would like to focus on this aspect of anger, disproportionate anger. As Lord Krishna has also spoken, Kamesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyai Ihavairinam. Arjuna, please understand, Karna and Duryodhana are not your enemies. Who are your enemies? The biggest enemy is Mahashano Mahapapma, Kama and Krodha. Better you deal with them than dealing with them. He could have said, Duryodhana and Karnascha Mahashano Mahapapma. No. He is saying, Krishna is saying, Kamesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samudbhava. And also in 16th chapter, he talks about this, three gates to the hell. Kama, Krodha, Tatha, Lobhas. So in Manu Samhita, it is explained how this Kama, Krodha and Lobha, they generate various faults. So Kama generates 10 faults. That is the list is given. What faults Kama generates, lust generates. And what 8 faults anger generates. Paishunyam sahasam droham irsha asuya artha dushanam vagadandajam chaparushyam krodajo api gano ashtakaha. Gano ashtakaha. Krodha has been followed by 8 faults. And what are those 8 faults? The first is, the first form of krodha comes in a form of backbiting, paishunya, slandering. This is the first fault of anger. You start slandering person's image behind him. That is backbiting, isn't it? So most of the time, Vraj Bihari Prabhu always say this, mehfil mein to mere कत्ल की तैयारी चल रही थी, हमें आते देखकर सब लोग कहने लगे कि लंबी उम्र हो तुम्हारी, isn't it? That way, most of the time, that anger about someone comes in the form of backbiting. This is the first fault of anger. The second fault of anger is bravado, sahasam. Sahasam basically means you do some adventure, looks like adventurous activity, but out fit of anger, you do that activity. Just like when somebody's shooting, that is what, it's very courageous activity, but out of anger, you are unable to control your emotions and you do that activity. You know that is harmful, but you, out of anger, cannot control that. That sahasam, adventure or bravado. The third one is droham, treachery. That is also a fault produced by anger. Then fourth one, it is said that irsha, envy or jealousy. So, you become envious of another person. The fifth one is also explained that asuya. Means even if everything is good, that is called fault finding. You keep fault finding with another person. The sixth one is artha dushanam. Artha dushanam means damaging or spoiling or wasting others' property or usurping their property. Just like Duryodhana wanted to usurp Pandava's property. The seventh one is very much connected, is Paurusham, that harsh speech. And here what we see, all those things can be seen in this episode. And eighth one is harsh punishment. These are the eight faults produced by uncontrolled anger. And therefore Lord Krishna, number of times he talks about this. Mahashano Mahapapma. Why there are Mahashano? It produces all these faults. Kama and Krodha. Kama has also been listed. There are 10 more that I will discuss sometime later when we will talk about lust. But anger, it is very detrimental for individual growth. So people have categorized 12 types of anger. Now anger is producing 8 faults, but there are 12 types of anger. How different people express anger differently. So the first one is assertive anger. Assertive anger means it is constructive type of anger, where person is angry, but he does not allow that anger to control him. Of course, one cannot get away or one cannot run away from the anger. It cannot be immediately given up. But how to utilize anger is very important factor. So the first one is assertive anger. The second one is behavioral anger, where the person is impulsive and unpredictable. It's a part of his behavior that anger keeps coming out of his system, his psyche. The third one is chronic anger. Continuous low-level feeling of anger. Means somebody is continuously angry about something or other, or he has a low feeling inside within him. He has a resentment. He gets irritable with small thing and always frustrated. That results into chronic anger. Another one is destructive anger, which might be verbal or physical action used to hurt others. This is where you see people are doing actions with that anger. Fifth one is judgmental anger. So what happens in this judgmental anger? Reaction to some perceived slight or someone else's flaw or injustice against you or someone else. And this is what here happening with Sringi. Judgmental anger. He is perceiving that injustice has happened to my father. And I should retaliate. I should give befitting reply. So, and what happens in this type of anger? We justify that fury. We do justification that yes, it is all right. Because somebody is culpable, he has done this wrong, I must punish him. So here there is no resentment that I have done something wrong. All the more you justify the fury. The sixth one is overwhelmed anger. Things when they hit to the boiling point, and sometimes you just tolerate, and once that boiling point is hit, you just burst out. That is overwhelming anger. Next one is a passive aggressive anger. So immediately somebody is making you angry, you don't reply. But you keep it in mind, and afterwards, with various actions, you try to revenge of that activity, that insult, whatever happened to you. That is passive but aggressive. Finally, eighth one is retaliatory anger. An instinctive response to being attacked. Somebody is attacking you. So immediately, you want to retaliate. Ninth one is self-abusive anger. Self-abusive anger basically means connected with shame, low self-esteem. You are angry at your own self. That I am not worthless. I am not worthwhile. I am fully worthless. That kind of anger develops in you. And you keep abusing yourself with that anger. That is self-abusive anger. The tenth one is silent anger. That means sometimes you don't express anyway. But the person in front of you understand. Are you angry? Sometimes they ask you, are you angry? Your eyes, your body language. You don't express that, but it is visible on that. That is silent anger. The 11th one is verbal anger. Feeling remorseful after lashing out at someone. When you are lashing out at someone, you have really spoke harshly to that person, and after that you are feeling angry. That why did I speak like that? And 12th one is volatile anger. Sudden emergence of anger. It's just dropping of hat. Immediately you take to such a drastic action which is unthoughtful for your own self. So anger creates such a destruction for oneself. It's beyond imagination. And therefore, for practitioners or anyone in this world, important is to control anger. And anger management is very important. Which should not, one should control anger, not anger should control him. When anger goes out of control, it controls that individual. So how do we control anger? The first thing is to understand why anger is generated, why anger takes birth. With this self-conception that I am the controller. And when someone challenges that control, immediately you lose control over yourself. So that thought,
that self-conception that I am the controller must be dealt properly. That how much control do I have? Am I really a controller? And therefore, for devotee, having this thought that I am just a servant of the Lord, the real controller, the real master is Krishna. And whatever is happening, happening is under his control. So, this is the one way we can control our anger. Another way is to understand, to channelize this energy of anger in a constructive way. So Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and he spoke Kamesha Krodhesha. But Krishna also utilized that anger. When Arjuna was very much soft towards Bhishma and Drona, to incite Arjuna's anger, Krishna had to pick up the will and run towards Bhishma. So that Arjuna's anger can be brought forth and he does the needful. So similarly, our energy of anger and energy generated by anger should be directed in a constructive ways, not destructive ways. How that anger can be utilized for helping people and helping to bring right cause in the society. So this is how we can control and utilize anger. Prabhupada always give this example, how Hanumanji used his anger in the service of the Lord Ram. Similarly, we can also utilize that energy into right direction. And always asking this question that sometimes why anger is generated with when we have this question. How can they do something like this, or he or she can do something like this? And that is what Shringi thought. How can Parikshit Maharaj do something like this? So instead of asking that question, we should always ask this question that how can I best serve in this situation? How can I best serve in this situation? That is the way we can properly utilize that energy in right constructive way. Otherwise, it will destroy us and destroy people in general. So therefore, our acharyas, our seniors, they always cautions us about, Lord Krishna also cautions us about the anger part. And as it is said, anger is one letter short of danger. Danger also has anger in it with D letter. So, let us protect ourselves, spiritually uplifting ourselves by chanting, by practicing devotional practices, and having this thought in our mind that how can I best serve, so that we can channelize this energy in constructive way. So I would like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any question, they can ask me personally after the class. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की शिल प्रभुपाद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल. Thank you.